two burgers and two Strato shakes. You having fun, Judy?
Oh, gosh, am I? Imagine me out on a date with Jet Screamer. Yikes!
What's up?
Somebody was peeking in at us.
Oh, probably one of my fans.
But this one looked like my father.
Relax, relax. I get them all ages.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to another edition of Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Mr. Danny Cooksey, who is actually currently starring as the ruthless older brother, Brad, in Disney's XD's 2D animated original series, Kick Buttowski Suburban Daredevil. Danny has also worked on various other series. He is a great voice actor. Of course, Danny is known for his role as Sam McKinney on Different Strokes, as well as Salute Your Shorts. He was also in the movie Terminator 2, Judgment Day, as well as Mom and Dad Save the World. He can be heard actually as Montana Max in Tiny Toon Adventures. He was Milo and Pepper Ann, and the list goes on and on and on. And Danny, is definitely a pleasure and honor to that you can join me today. And first of all, you're in L.A., and we understand that the weather's a little better than it is here. That,
yeah, it is. Well, at least currently, the last night it was just yesterday. The entire day it rained, but today is the skies have parted and it's a wonderful day here in Southern California. But you know. It's you're out there, and what did you say? It was 50 some odd degrees in Chicago today.
About 55 and sunny. So,
well, but you can still go out and get a nice, beef sausage and beef combo sandwich on a nice roll. So you take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah,
got the better food. We got the better weather. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And Danny, first of all, we understand that congratulations are in order, that you just, your wife and yourself just had your second child not too long ago, Jackson. So I want to say that's great.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we're very excited. He's quite the little man. He was 3 weeks on Friday. So we're, not getting a lot of sleep, but we're enjoying it.
And please tell me that his middle name is not Budnick.
No, it's not. It's Paul.
Okay. But, did that ever occur to you? I mean, to name your kids after characters? You don't want to do anything like that, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I've not had any that have come through. No characters of mine that I've wanted to name my child after.
Great. So we want to talk, first of all, that you're currently now Brad in this Kick Buttowski. And tell us a little bit about the series and your role in this.
It's a fun little series. It's on Disney XD on Saturdays. And it's about a little guy who's basically he's like a little evil Knievel. He's just, he's always he's riding skateboards and, just doing all sorts of crazy stunts. And I play the sort of snarky older brother that always up in his business and, making his life miserable, which somehow always seems to backfire on me.
Oh, fantastic. And as we mentioned, Danny, that you're doing a lot of voiceover work now. So, I mean, it keeps you pretty busy then.
It does. I love doing it. I started when I was about eight or nine years old, doing voiceovers. And it's a small, it's a little tight-knit group of people that do a lot of the TV animation stuff. And I've been blessed to be a part of that group. And it's nice. The work hours, I go and bang it out and I get to spend a lot of time with my family and, not a lot of running around. And, it serves both its purposes of, keeping a roof over my head and keeping me active and busy and also allowing me to, spend good family time. And it's wonderful. I love it. It's like, It's absolutely not like going to work at all. I used to get kicked out of school for doing what they pay me to do now. It's unbelievable.
Fantastic. And now with these, I like to always ask voiceover actors. Now, when you're doing like Kick Buttkowski, is it a situation where all the actors are in the same room? I mean, you're doing the voices all together then?
With this particular show, it varies. Sometimes I'm in by myself. Sometimes I don't think we've ever done an absolute full cast on this show, but there's usually at least like two or three people there. You know, it's kind of the ones that interact with each other for the majority of the show are usually in the room together. And then some of the other, you know, the characters that sort of come and go are, recorded sort of separately. But, you know, the major interactions were all usually together.
Oh, fantastic. And now, Danny, we want to talk, you know, and celebrate a little bit about your career. And we want to let our audience know that originally you're from Moore, Oklahoma. And originally in 1980, you actually came to Los Angeles to be a country music singer. Was that true?
Yeah, it is true. I was when I was very young, I'd sort of traveled around with some of the country music acts and came out to California to play with Mickey Gillie and Johnny Lee, who was very successful on the soundtrack of the Urban Cowboy movie. And I came out here to play some shows. I was supposed to be out here for a week, and I'm still here. So it's been quite a ride. The manager that I had sent me over to a casting agent while I was here just to sort of see if I could act. And that casting agent then sent me the next day to an audition over at Different Strokes. And I found out on a Sunday, and we started work on a Monday.
Fantastic. And, as we mentioned, Danny, that you had starred as Sam in Different Strokes. And, I was reading a lot of different things on the internet, and no disrespect to any other of the other cast members. We love them all. However, someone had pointed out the fact that the curse of Different Strokes kind of passed you by then.
Yeah. It missed me, or I didn't get caught. I don't know which one. I'll say it. The curse passed me by.
Oh, fantastic. And so you were on that show for 3 years, and that was a fairly, good experience for you then?
It was an amazing experience. I mean, everybody on the show was absolutely wonderful. And prior to being on the show, I was of that generation. That was my favorite show. I was more than thrilled and honored to be a part of that show. It was a wonderful show. And it was a tremendous experience.
Fantastic. And now we want to talk about, as we mentioned also, Danny, you were in a great show. It was called Salute Your Shorts. And I remember watching that, playing the character Bobby Budnick. Not Butnick, but actually Budnick. And that was on only 1 year, but it seemed like that's still a cult classic.
Yeah, a year, I think we were on for longer than that. It may have been, I know we had like a very strange season, but I thought we did that for longer than a year. Maybe they only aired, I don't know, but it seemed like that show was on for quite some time. But that was another great experience. I mean, we had a lot of fun making that show.
Oh, fantastic. And we also mentioned, Danny, that you've been in several movies, including playing John Connor's friend, Tim, in Terminator 2. So, I mean, that was quite an experience. You got to tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I mean, just the scope of being in a project like that was fantastic. And working with James Cameron, was unbelievable. I mean, the guy's a genius, and I was only in the first 15 minutes, but just the amount of work, I got to be on set a lot of days. I was on set the day they launched a semi-truck down into the wash of the LA wash there, and some of the stunts that they got to pull off and just watching all that stuff happen was pretty incredible. And then, you know, by the time it was, you know, a year later that you get to go to the premiere and you get to see it all, you know, come to, you read the script and it's sitting there talking about Mercury Man, and I'm sitting there going, gosh, I can only imagine what this is going to look like. And then, you know, you to see it on the screen and watch how he pulled that off was, uh, It was an amazing project to be involved with, for sure.
And we have to ask, Danny, how was Arnold Schwarzenegger? I mean, on the set. I mean, I'm trying to remember. I remember the movie. I mean, did you have a lot of scenes with him, or?
You know what? He was sort of tailing us on the motorcycle, and so we really didn't have any. I didn't have any scenes like directly with him, but I met him. I met him one day that he was on set. You know, it was an amazing shoot. Like I said, I was there. I was there for, I think I was on set days that I didn't work more than I was on set days that I did work. It was, you know, there was a lot going on in that movie. So a lot of days that it just, you know, it didn't come around to getting my part in. And I was doing Salute Your Short, and I would go from, you know, going to set on Salute Your Shorts at, you know, 6-7 o'clock in the morning, cutting out at lunchtime to go record an episode of Tiny Toon Adventures. Then going from Tiny Toon Adventures over to Terminator 2, you know, till, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And then from there, going to a studio to record an album that I did with a group called Bad for Good till, you know, probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And then repeating that for, gosh, probably 3 or 4 months. It was quite a busy time.
Wow, my goodness, Danny. So essentially you're saying that at one day you could be doing four different entities of things then.
Yeah, it was a crazy time. It was pretty awesome.
Okay, Danny, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Mr. Danny Cooksey, who is a great voiceover actor as well as actor. And currently, Danny is in Kick Buttowski, Suburban Daredevil, as Brad Buttowski, Kick's brother, and we encourage everyone to check that out. Of course, Danny was in Different Strokes, of course, portraying Sam McKinney, and he has been in a variety of movies such as Terminator 2, Mom and Dad Save the World. He has done a lot of different voices for cartoons such as the lead in Dave the Barbarian as Dave the Barbarian, as well as Milo and Pepper Ann, Montana Max, of course, in Tiny Toon Adventures, and is a pleasure and honor that Danny can join me today. Again, my guest is Danny Cooksey. You are listening to the Mike Carrier Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And as well as thanking Danny for all his time and effort for joining us today, we want to thank you, the listener out there in Radio Land. We appreciate you joining us for this great program. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.